Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Thank you. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. You must check it out like 20 times a day for sure, because you won't be alone. They get millions of hits for a reason. And we got a great last week of the season, regular season, with a lot of games that including the Lions and Vikings. My God, how good is that for a last game on a Sunday to find out who's going to be the number one seed and then who's going to be the top wild card? What a crazy one, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. It's happened two other times. 1993, the Cowboys visited the Giants with the number one seed on the line. The loser became the top wild card, and it was obviously the Cowboys that won that game. Emmitt Smith playing through a badly injured shoulder to deliver victory. And then 2019 on Sunday Night Football, it was the 49ers at the Seahawks. Same stake. 49ers won the game, captured the one seed, went to the Super Bowl. Both times before, the road team won and the road team went to the Super Bowl, and there was no rematch in the postseason.
Wow.
Feels like there'll be a rematch between the Vikings and the Lions, but the prior two times it happened, they did not cross paths again.
Wow. Hey, well, let's talk about the other team that's right in there. That's the Eagles. Look like they got a complete team here. This Saquon Barkley thing, I was shaking my head because I don't even think it's a conversation, Mike, but maybe you disagree. I'm not playing my running back where he might get hurt while he's trying to break a record. He got his 2,000 yards. That's good.
I agree with you. Look, there's a couple of different ways to look at this, and the Dan Campbell approach that we saw on Monday night in the Lions 49ers game. We're playing our guys. Bill Belichick's attitude is you got to play your guys, because it's hard to go to your team and say, you know what, some of you are sufficiently important to the team that we're not going to play you and protect you. The rest of you are the cannon fodder. You go out there and play. But this one, when you look at the position, you know, when you look at the fact that you can't put Saquon Barkley out there with the second string offensive line. You've got a quarterback situation with Jalen Hurts still in the concussion protocol, and they won't say anything about where he is in that. You've got Kenny Pickett with broken ribs. He played with broken ribs last week and took a couple of painkilling shots, one before the game and one during the game. So you're going with Tanner McKee and Ian Book at quarterback. Everyone's going to key on Saquon Barkley. Then they're playing the Giants, and the Giants have been hearing Saquon Barkley's name all year long. And I'm not saying anybody would do anything dirty, but he might get a little extra in that game, might get a little extra hit, a little extra shove, a little extra twist, you know, that alligator roll that we see guys do. So you get him injured and then your season is screwed. So I think they handled it the right way. I wish they would have been more definitive about it early in the season. I think early in the week, excuse me. I think they dragged it out longer than they needed to. And, you know, the bottom line is guys got a shot at history. But holding a single season record is just a piece of paper with words on it. holding a Super Bowl trophy and wearing a Super Bowl ring is something that's tangible and it's permanent. It can never be taken away. Records are made to be broken, but when you win Super Bowls, then you become part of the NFL's legacy.
Man, that sounds good right there. Kansas City at Denver. Mahomes not playing. So with the backups, I don't know which guys. Kansas City obviously is still going to play a lot of their key guys. What do you think happens in this game? I know Denver's a big favorite at home.
Well, I think that the Broncos are still, you know, a team that Kansas City needs to worry about, and they have an opportunity to knock them out. I always say you don't want to have a division rival in the playoffs. You don't want them showing up in your building in the divisional round of the conference championship round because they're not intimidated by you. They're not afraid. They welcome the opportunity to ruin your season. We've seen it happen before where a division rival comes in and beats you. And I think that you know, the Chiefs, if they're lucky, they work this out so they knock out the Broncos. The Bengals get knocked out if the Dolphins win, and the Dolphins are the team that would get into the playoff field. Because of those three teams, frankly, if I'm one of the other teams in the AFC playoff field, I want the Dolphins in, not the Bengals, not the Broncos. But I think that the Broncos, obviously, are going to have a chance to win. The spread is like 10.5 points or something like that, or something ridiculous like that. But if it's Carson Wentz, if it's lesser players, and the Broncos are playing to win, the Chiefs are basically handing them a ticket to the postseason.
I got to ask you the other one, and I know he lives up in Palm Beach and he listens sometimes and I hear things, but Mike Tannenbaum, I thought it was really weird, and I don't have a problem with Mike's company he has in helping the Jets consulting, find a GM and a head coach and that stuff. I thought it was really weird, though, that he made a quarterback that the Jets should trade for J.J. McCarthy, considering he's in the middle of helping them find a head coach and GM. Did you think that was kind of strange that was kind of his take? Listen, if he's not doing it, I don't have a problem with it. That's part of his job. But that's strange on ESPN.
I think the whole thing is weird. And I think the moment you take a job where you're getting paid by a team, you should surrender your media platform. And I have heard of other folks in the past who, you know, when they've talked to NBC, they wanted to do consulting on the side, and NBC says, no, you can't get paid by any of the teams. You can't be objective. You can't be neutral if you have a fiduciary business relationship with one of these teams or more than one of these teams. It doesn't work that way. So, it's been odd from the moment that it was announced that the 33rd team is going to be setting up the search for the GM and the coach. It's almost like the Jets decided to buy favorable coverage, at least from Tannenbaum. And then to the extent that Tannenbaum's colleagues don't, you know, want to have a bad relationship with him, then they don't kill the Jets because ESPN is tied to the guy who's helping the Jets find their next GM and head coach. It's a weird sort of protection against constant bashing by the media. I feel like that's part of the motivation. And I also think it opens the door for Rex Ryan to come back. That was something that, you know, someone with knowledge of the way the Jets operate told me right after the jobs opened up of coach and GM. Watch what happens. Rex Ryan's coming back. Now, I don't know that that'll happen, but with Tannenbaum involved, it makes it more likely.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So the other one I have for you, with Aaron Rodgers playing probably his last game with the Jets and Kirk Cousins done with Atlanta, you see those guys getting starting jobs anywhere to start the season next year, anywhere else?
Well, the question with Kirk Cousins is he ever going to get it back, right? And the difference between Cousins and Rodgers is this. They both had the torn Achilles tendon. Rodgers can still flick the ball 40 yards with hardly any effort whatsoever. Cousins has to put his whole body into it. So between Rodgers and Cousins, Rodgers, I think, is the guy that has a job next year. If it's a team that he deems worthy of his services, and he has a chance to erase the bad taste of the last couple of years. Because, you know, if he goes somewhere else and he stinks again and his team stinks again, that's 3 years of it. That goes a long way to making people forget the good of Aaron Rodgers. Not that you keep him out of the Hall of Fame, but it's just not the final chapters you want to put on your NFL career. You want to walk off into the sunset. You want people to remember the great things you did. You want to give them something good to remember. So, look, I think that there's a backup job available for Cousins if he wants it. I don't know that he's going to want it. Rodgers definitely won't want that. I look at Pittsburgh as a place where Rodgers could end up because they seem to be in this mode of veteran quarterback. All right, well, let's get another veteran quarterback. All right, let's get another veteran quarterback until they find the guy that's going to stick.
Mike, the other great story going on right now is the guy that was the head coach down here, Brian Flores, and I know the lawsuits against, you know, that he's filed against different owners, but does he get another chance to be a head coach? Is somebody just looking, go, my God, we got to take a look at this guy. What's he learned? And we might have to have him because he has done an unbelievable job with that Minnesota defense.
Well, he has. And the question becomes, is there an owner out there, Joe, that is sufficiently courageous when it comes to potentially pissing off partners? Because Brian Flores sued the league, the Dolphins, the Giants, the Broncos, and then later the Texans, as a result of his belief that there's unfair hiring practices or bias against race in the NFL. And we know it. We know it. After he filed his lawsuit, Troy Vincent, the executive VP of football operations, came out and said, we know we have an issue. Now, the case is still stuck on square one almost 3 years later because of the fight over whether or not it's going to be forced into arbitration, how much of it goes to arbitration. The NFL wants it in arbitration because the NFL has set up what is basically a secret rigged kangaroo court where it can get away with finding in favor of the NFL. What a shock. The NFL is the judge in a case against the NFL. Who wins that case? And also limiting the information that is publicly available. So whoever hires him is going to have to set aside the fact that Brian Flores filed that lawsuit. And I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago, and there's a belief that he will get hired, that they will. You know, if you want to win, there's a point where you just have to say to your business partner, sorry, it's not like the guy filed a frivolous lawsuit. And it's not like the guy can't coach. And I'm trying to win football games. And frankly, if somebody hires him, that might go a long way to making the lawsuit go away.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. That was a follow-up. If they did, does that just have everything kind of disappear? Or he gets a job, he gets a 4 or 5 year contract, and he's off and running again.
Well, and look, you can't – I think it would be very difficult to approach him as part of the hiring process and condition a coaching job on him giving up the lawsuit. I think that could blow up in the NFL's face. I think you just have to hire him and just assume that, you know, once the guy settles in as a head coach again, once he gets what he wants, his priorities are going to change. And at some point he's going to want to be done with it. And so you make a minimal settlement offer and everybody moves on with their life. So I think that giving him another opportunity would, as a practical matter, go a long way toward resolving that litigation. Well, let's see if the NFL and the teams are smart enough and brave enough to do it, because there will be blowback. I mean, anybody that hires Brian Flores is going to get a comment from Stephen Ross or John Mara or Cal McNair. Now, I don't know that the new Broncos ownership cares about it because it happened before they got there. But that's part of the thing. That's, you know, Jimmy Haslam giving the big contract to Deshaun Watson and getting the cold shoulder at the owners' meeting. This is club oligarch, and you always want to be in the good graces of your other business partners. That's the risk that someone who hires Brian Flores is going to take. But his coaching skills are undeniable. And I thought people would use the Tua Tagovailoa complaints as a way to justify not hiring him. I look at the results this year. And if you put Brian Flores on a team with an established quarterback that doesn't need to be groomed and developed, I think you could have something special.
Yeah. It's a really interesting one to watch. There's been so many great stories, and that's been one of them, what he's been able to do. Hey, college playoff games. We've had all blowouts except Arizona State and Texas. Is there anything we can do to adjust this system, or that's just the way it's going to be early in the playoffs?
Well, Joe, here's the problem. Look at how much time elapsed between conference championships and quarterfinal games for the four teams that earn byes. 3.5 weeks?
Yep.
You're talking about college kids. They lose their edge. They're rusty. And they're facing teams that hosted in a great environment, an unexpected December game. They made quick work of their opponents. They stayed sharp. They stayed focused. They stayed in their routine. And all of the teams that played in the first round, I don't want to say they were all blowouts. And, you know, the Texas was up big, and then they blew the lead, and it got exciting. But still, starting fast, getting out to a lead, eventually overpowering the opponent. I think what they need to do, they need to do one of two things. They need to just go 16 teams and have no buys, or just do eight teams. Just do eight teams. Let's not have that extra round. Let's not give, you know, the four teams that win in the first round that advantage of staying focused, continuing to practice hard, continuing to keep their guys' attention fully and completely. If we're going to have rusty teams, let's have the rust be equal. Yeah. A bye is supposed to be an advantage. In this setting, it's a disadvantage.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Mike. They're not going from 12 to 8. There's a better chance they're going from 12 to 16. Oh, I think you'd agree.
There's a better chance they're going from 12 to 60 than 12 to 8.
Yeah, all that money's out there.
Ching, cha-ching. Yeah. We don't care. We don't care that the games suck. We get paid either way.
Yeah, and we get one at home. All right, our fan base gets to go. It's great. Hey, Mike, thank you, man. Appreciate it, and have a great week.
All right, see you, buddy.